have often observed to Lady Catherine that her daughter seemed born to be a duchess, for she has all the superior graces of elevated rank. These are the kind of little delicate compliments which are always acceptable to the ladies, and which I conceive myself particularly bound to pay.
How happy for you, Mr. Collins, to possess the talent for flattering with such delicacy.
These pleasing attentions proceed from the impulse of the moment, or are they the result of previous study?
They arise chiefly from what is passing at the time, and though I do sometimes amuse myself with arranging such little elegant compliments, I always wish to give them as unstudied an air as possible.
Oh, believe me, no one would suspect your manners to be rehearsed.
After dinner, I thought I might read to you all for an hour or two. I have with me Fordyce's sermons, which speak very eloquently on all matters moral. Are you familiar with Fordyce's sermons, Miss Bennet?